less than 3 weeks ago.
We saw our last patient leave here, and I thought we were all going to crumble.
Says Bellevue Executive Director Linda Curtis. Millions of gallons of water had this 275-year-old place on life support.
Extensive damage to the electrical, heating, domestic water, ventilation.
Health and Hospitals Corporation head Alan Avilas says,
today, Bellevue is back.
At least the walk-in clinics open 24-7 now. Still waiting to hook up power to the ER.
So that we can begin offering non-trauma emergency care services by mid-December.
The hospital won't be back to normal until at least February, Avilas says. At Bellevue, Alex Silverman, WCBS 880 News.